This week we are back to managing email and how to manage multiple email accounts. Hello and welcome to episode 88 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pulleen and I am your host for this show. We're back to email this week with a very interesting question about managing multiple email addresses and whether to have them all in one place or to have different apps for different email addresses, a sort of compartmentalization for email. Now, if you haven't discovered already, my summer coaching sale has now begun. In this sale, you can get incredible savings on my coaching programs. I want to help as many people as I can to become better organized and more productive. And I know investing in online courses or coaching programs might not be everyone's priority. But I believe when you invest in just a small amount of money in yourself, your well-being and your ability to handle stress, you're investing in something much more than a short-term dopamine hit. You are investing in something that will stay with you for life. Now, if you want to learn more about the savings you can make, head over to my website and discover so much more. The link is in the show notes. Okay, it's now time to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Salvatore. Salvatore asks, "Hi Carl, I have 4 email addresses, work, personal and 2 volunteer group emails. What do you recommend? 1 email app per address? Outlook, Gmail, web, or should I have all emails delivered to 1 inbox and filter somehow? Thank you."
Thank you, Salvatore, for your question. Now, many people have multiple email accounts. We have our work email address, a personal email address, and probably a few others we've accumulated over the years. The question is, how do we manage all those emails? The ideal is to have 1 email app and have all your accounts coming into that 1 email account. Now, of course, I know this might not be possible in all cases. You may have Outlook for your business email and your company could have strict policies about how you use that account. In that case, you have no choice. In many ways, that can work in your favor as it will enable you to place a hard edge between your work and your personal life. But let's zoom out a little here. Email, whether it is a business-related email or a personal one, is still the same thing functionally. It's an input that needs a decision making on it. What do you need to do with the email? Reply? Save it for reference? Send it to someone else to deal with? Or delete it? It does not matter where that email comes from. You still need to make a decision about it. So having everything come into one place rather than multiple apps means you have less to check and therefore less chance anything will get missed. I use Apple Mail both on my computer and my phone and iPad. All emails I receive come into that one app. I have folders set up for each account though. For example, my 2 businesses, the productivity work and my English communication work, each have their own email addresses. I also have a personal account for personal messages and online shopping. They all come into the one app and one inbox. My basic email folder structure is Action Today. This folder is for any email that requires action. It could be a reply, it could be something I have to read, or it could be something else I need to do. If whatever it is I need to do will take longer than 2 minutes, then I will put the email into that folder for the right account. Next up, I have my waiting for folder. Usually the only emails in there are emails I'm waiting for something to be delivered. Online shopping, for example, and occasionally an email I am waiting for a reply on. I check this folder once a day, and once I've received the order or the reply I am waiting for, I will remove the email and archive it. Then there is my archive folder for everything else. Once I've dealt with an email, I will swipe left and the email automatically goes off to my archive folder. The question most people have is, what about emails related to specific projects? This one is really your call. If you feel more comfortable having emails related to projects you are working on in one place, you can create folders for those specific projects. I don't typically do this, but I do create specific folders for trips I am making. For example, last April when I went over to the United Kingdom and Ireland, I created a folder for that trip because I have airline itineraries as well as hotel booking confirmations and car hire details. I wanted to have all these in one place in case I needed them while I was on the trip. Once I got back home, I archived all those emails and deleted the folder. I have another trip coming up in September when I will be going over to Singapore. Again, I have created a folder specifically for that trip, so all my hotel booking confirmations and flight itineraries are kept in there. This means if I need to access any information quickly at an airport or hotel, I can get it very quickly without having to search through all my emails. Now, if you do have strict rules about what comes into your work email account, you have no choice. You will have to separate email apps for your personal email and your work email. That should not be a big problem, though. The only thing you need to do is to make sure you are processing your personal email every 24 to 48 hours. This can be easily forgotten as you probably don't treat personal email as important as your work email. A tip here would be to use your to-do list manager to remind you to check your personal email once a day. If you only check it once a week or once every few days, its inbox will fill up and you will have to spend a lot of time clearing it out. Spending 10 minutes or so each day processing your inbox here will keep you up to date and make sure you are not missing anything important. I think the biggest problem with email is we treat it as something more than just another input, but that really is all it is. It's another input of stuff requiring your attention and a decision. So the secret, if it really is a secret, is to make sure you are processing it regularly and make those decisions about what needs to happen with it. Creating a system for processing your inbox or inboxes will help you to become much faster at making those decisions over time. If you can have all your email coming into one app, that's ideal. But if that's not possible, then make sure you build the system of processing your various accounts on a daily basis. Work-related email may need checking several times a day, your personal email less frequently. That's the choice you need to make. For me, the advantage of using Apple's Mail app is its ability to create rules within the Mac operating system. Sadly, this does not work on iOS Mail, but I've created a unified Action Today smart folder where all my actionable emails come into one folder on my Mac. All three of my accounts have an Action Today folder, and I want to see all these emails in one place. To do that, I set up a smart mailbox to collect any email that I have designated as an Action Today email. I have tested many email apps over the years and have never found an app that will allow me to do that. Newton, Spark, and Airmail allow me to have multiple accounts, but these are all separated within the app. So if I use any of those apps, I have to check three folders for actionable emails. With macOS Mail, I only have to have one folder to check. To overcome this, you can flag actionable emails, and most of these third-party apps will collect all your flagged emails into one place. Once you've dealt with the email, you can simply unflag it. It's not a perfect way to do it, but it does work. So there you go, Salvatore. I hope that has helped. Try to keep all your accounts in one app. If that is not possible, make sure you're using the minimum number of apps and check them every day so they do not start to become overwhelming. Doing that should help you to keep everything under control. And remember, any email, personal or work related, is still just another input you need to make a decision on and then do something about it. Thank you very much for your question, and thank you to all of you for listening. Now, don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answering, then you can email me at carl@carlpaline.com or DM me on Twitter or Facebook. All the links are in the show notes. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.